Thanks for tuning in once again to Organic Matters. Appreciate you finding me wherever it is, whether you're on one of the podcasts I do or one of the radio stations. I quit even trying to announce them all, but you can find me on almost any podcast under the name organicmatters.info, and of course on whatever local stations you might listen to me on a regular basis. To begin this week, let's start talking about something that I don't think I've brought it up, but believe it or not, there are certain vegetables that actually give you more nutrition cooked than they do raw. So I'm going to name five or six of them that I know are definitely, it's been tested and they're true, and maybe throw in a couple of ideas. To begin with, my being naive, I guess, like everybody, I thought anything you ate raw was better for you. You got the most nutrition you possibly could out of it. But new science, let's call it, it's probably not new, they've probably known this for years, tells us that just may not be true. You know, most of us all had too many what I call bad memories, especially for my mom. I loved her, but vegetables that cooked till they were just kind of a gloppy mush. They weren't even the vegetable I thought they were starting out to be, with their taste, texture, and everything else just cooked out of them. It's no wonder that so many of their nutrients were gone, obliterated as well, because they were cooked to death. With that in mind, raw vegetables rose to rule the roost in terms of nutritional values, at least on the surface, that's what we thought. But for some people, raw everything just wasn't as comforting as it was with me, I don't know. So it's good to know that not every vegetable is necessarily healthier when cooked. I'm going to give you a few exceptions of the rule, actually, where you gain benefits when you put a little heat to the vegetable you eat. With the idea of eating sustainably in mind, there are a few ideas that come into play here. First, given the carbon footprint of food, maximizing the nutrient density of what you eat increases the item's sustainability value overall. It should also be noted that if we are able to improve our health by something as simple as food choices, which we are, we might as well do so. Health care is expensive, folks, both in the wallet and your health and for the planet. That being said, lastly, the more we enjoy our vegetables, the better it is for our planet, our economy, our ecology, and for our personal health. Let's start out with something I think almost everybody eats, and that's squash. Actually, kind of the whole squash family, which includes winter squash, our squash we grow all summer, and surprisingly, something we don't eat as much here in the country as other parts of the world are pumpkins. Okay, well, of course, most people that I know are likely making raw pumpkin a staple part of their menu. It's not very easy to eat. But if you're forsaking cooked pumpkin or any of the other winter squashes, squash in general, in favor of something raw because you think it may be less nutritious, you need to rethink that strategy. Cooked pumpkin and squash has all kinds of wonderful antioxidants like beta carotene, and they're easier to absorb and digest once they've been at least heated up so that it softens and makes more of the nutrient available. Another of my favorites, and you don't also, I do eat this raw, matter of fact, sometimes it never gets out of my garden, are asparagus. And I do find raw asparagus really is delicious, but cooking asparagus breaks down the thick cells that make it hard for our bodies to absorb everything that's in that asparagus. Vitamins A, C, and E, and there's folates. In the case of asparagus, cooking also makes antioxidants, especially a thing called ferulic acid, much more available for our body to be able to assimilate. A study in the International Journal of Food Science and Technology found that cooking these stalks raised the level of six nutrients, including the cancer-fighting antioxidants found there, by more than 16%. Another study in the International Journal also found that cooking asparagus more than doubled the level of the two types of phenolic acids, which in some studies have linked to lower cancer rates. The studies also looked at methods of cooking asparagus and concluded that steaming or microwaving retains the most nutrients, noting that either microwaving or steaming asparagus spears is preferable to cooking them by other tested methods by baking, pan frying, frying, grilling, or boiling. Overcooking by any method, incidentally, should be avoided. Superheat for long periods does break down, in some cases, ruins part of the nutrient that's in the food that you are cooking. And this one, most of us may realize this, but tomatoes. Few things beat big, thick slabs of summer heirloom tomatoes right out of the garden. But cooking that same tomato releases some potent antioxidants called lycopenes that we don't get near as much of from a raw tomato. A high intake of lycopene is shown to lower the risk of cancers and heart attacks. It's a very good, almost a super food for you. Cooking tomatoes breaks down the cell walls and releases the lycopene so that our bodies can take it and ingest it and then absorb it. That said, cooking reduces the vitamin C content, but is commonly consumed from other sources, so the lycopene is probably more important. In other words, most of the nutritionists feel that the trade-off of losing a little vitamin C is definitely worth the increase in lycopenes you get from at least heated and partially cooked tomato. Next on my list, at least, are carrots. A study from the University of Arkansas found that cooked carrots had much higher levels of beta-carotene. Beta-carotene belongs to a group of antioxidant substances called carotenoids, which give fruits and vegetables their red, yellow, and orange colorings. The body converts beta-carotene to vitamin A. Of course, vitamin A is very important for many functions in the human body. In particular, it is essential for normal growth and development, immune function, and vision. We've all been told to eat more carrots, so we supposedly will see better. That's according to a study published by the National Library of Medicine. And they note, in case most people don't realize, that preformed vitamin A is present only in animal products. Thus, in countries where the intake of animal products is low, or for people anywhere choosing a plant-based diet, vitamin A requirements are mostly met by carotenoids. And a pleasant surprise for me, because it's one of my favorite foods these days, are mushrooms. While we may be accustomed to seeing cooked mushroom more so than raw ones, uncooked mushrooms certainly have their place in salads and other raw food diets. However, they too benefit from some time on the fire, so to speak. And although you enjoy them, it's been shown through studies that totally raw mushrooms are basically indigestible if we don't cook them a little bit. Thirdly, heating them releases the nutrients they contain, and that includes protein and the B vitamins and minerals, as well as a wide range of novel compounds not found in hardly any other foods. In Asian traditions, mushrooms are regarded as both food and medicine because they can support the body's natural defenses by enhancing our immune systems. How you cook them makes a difference, too. According to a study from Spain, where they eat a lot of mushrooms, they looked into mushroom nutrient profiles after different cooking methods. When mushrooms are cooked by microwave or grill, the content of polyphenols and antioxidant activity increased significantly over boiling them or deep frying them. And there's no significant losses in nutritional value of cooked mushrooms. I personally do put them in a skillet like you're going to fry them, but I don't really fry them. What I do is let that skillet get all the water. There's a lot of water in mushrooms. So I let it literally evaporate off. And then if I want to add a little olive oil or whatever to it, but I'm really not... Again, I'm not frying the mushroom. I'm just kind of dehydrating it and then adding whatever flavors, in my case, olive oil or sometimes avocado oil, to the mushroom once it's been dehydrated. And finally on my list is spinach. Now, raw versus cooked spinach has a little bit of a trade-off. What I'm saying here is things like vitamin C, folates, niacin, riboflavin, potassium are truly more available in spinach if you actually just eat it raw. But if you cook it, the cooking increases the availability of vitamin A and E, of the proteins, the fiber, the zinc, thiamine, calcium, and iron, the other minerals, as well as important carotenoids, which, back to beta-carotene, and the iron, which is everybody, that's what the Popeye theory is all about, the iron in the spinach. Not to mention the carotenoids, the beta-carotenes, the lutein, zeaxanthin, also become much more absorbable when spinach is cooked. In this case, why not just mix and match? That's what I do. I use my raw spinach in my salads, and if I want to throw it in the skillet and boil it or cook it a little bit, I do to add to whatever other items I'm having for that meal. So in the end, I'm driving at here, comparing nutrients in raw and cooked vegetables can get a little bit complicated. And to complicate it a little bit more, the food scientist that I follow, this happens to be a big study from Cornell University, reminds us that there's still a heck of a lot of mysteries surrounding how the different molecules in plants really interact within our bodies. We still don't know all that we need to know, even about the food we eat. Given what we do know, the best approach seems to be eat a variety of fruits and vegetables and eat them in a variety of ways. This ensures you're getting the mix of nutrients delivered by various methods of preparation. The bottom line is to eat your fruits and vegetables no matter how they're prepared. We cook them so they taste better, but if they taste better, we're more likely to eat more of them. To bring this piece of the show to an end, I want to give you something I think is kind of interesting. And these are fruits that most of us, me included, always considered them as vegetables. I'll just give you a list. I won't break down each one because we just got a minute or two left here. Olives. It's a fruit. Eggplants. All the pumpkins, all the squashes. All fruits, believe it or not. Cucumbers. Here's a surprise for me. Green beans. Isn't that interesting? By cause definition, it's actually a fruit. Okra. Peppers. That kind of makes sense to me. And I'm not sure exactly why we call some of these fruits vegetables, but it's mostly because we always include them in our vegetable plates. And one little caveat that's kind of interesting, even though we've known a long time, botanists will tell you a tomato is a fruit. And many people already know that. Well, I mean, as kids, we were told that. But what a lot of us don't know, that in the United States, this is interesting, tomatoes are legally considered vegetables. Isn't that weird? In 1893, the Supreme Court ruled that a tomato should be classified as a vegetable based on the way it was used and the popular perception to that end. If you're wondering why the Supreme Court was ruling on something like this, it had nothing to do with anything but money. It had to do with taxes. Vegetables at the time were taxed, but fruits weren't. Isn't that interesting? So they just, because so many people were eating tomatoes, they slipped it into the tax side and called it a vegetable. There's one example that I found unusual. If we talked about it, I would have thought olives are a vegetable, but no, it's a fruit. Olives are a fruit by definition because they come from the flower of an olive tree. A fruit comes from the mature ovary of a plant, and the ovary is found in the flower. So that's the reason that all of these vegetables are technically fruits. Eggplant's another example. They come from the base of originally being a flower. Think about squash. Makes sense to me once I think about it, but I always just was brought up, raised in the South where I come from, that these things were all vegetables, and indeed, a number of our vegetables we eat are really fruits. Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. Hope this enlightened it a little bit, made it a little bit more fun, and made you realize cooked properly, by cooked properly, I really do mean this. Most of the time, steaming, which I used to hate microwaves, now I've learned that, so I'm wrong about that. Is the way to maintain most of your nutrition. Boiling takes a lot away. Frying burns a lot, out a lot of nutrients. And as in general, overcooking is not good, but some cooking is necessary for you to get all the nutrient out of your quote-unquote fruits and vegetables.